Diaz giving his thighs a big, big slap, loosening out his arms. Mullin is staring down his lane, throwing his shoulders back, trying to get those big shoulders as loose as possible. It's the 50 meters backstroke. It'll be over in under a minute. 50 meters between Mullin and a great big shock. The air will be sucked out of this great big arena if he were to pull off a surprise. If not, prepare for a great big roar. They're ready. The noise there from the audience, you could hear that it was so, so quiet. And what, 4,000 or 5,000 people in here on their best behaviour, one idiot, and they have to settle themselves again. They need silence so they can hear the starter. They ready themselves once more for the 50 metres backstroke final. One of the swimmers just taking time to get himself in position on the bars. They're ready again. Mullin really pushed himself off hard there, and the roar is for Diaz, who is first out of the water. Great underwater work from Mullin, who is going with Diaz through the first 15. They are locked together.
I'm really impressed with how close Andy is to Daniel Diaz on this one there. I thought there was going to be a big gap. He needs to keep going, though.
Diaz then leads. He is motoring away, working those strong arms really hard now. Mullin trying to stay with him. Mullin is about a body length down on Diaz. Diaz is storming away. This is an incredible swim by the Brazilian. You've got to hand it for him. He looks at the wall, touches for gold. Mullin takes the silver. Everyone applauds. That was brilliant, and Diaz knows it as he smashes the water with his hand and his head, and he smiles to the appreciative crowd here who roar back at him. Mullin looks despondent, but he was beaten by the better man again. You got to hand it to Diaz. It's yet another gold for Brazil's favourite swimmer.